This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We are here today with Dr. Rajiv Shah, Administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development, also known as USAID. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Emily.
It was a wonderful talk. We just have a few questions for our audience. In the past year, the Obama administration has announced two signature initiatives, Global Health Initiative, or GHI, and Feed the Future. How will these shape the future of U.S. foreign assistance?
Well, you know, they will really transform the way we do our work. In both initiatives, we're committed to achieving real outcomes. The Feed the Future effort is the president's commitment and the Secretary of State's commitment to really eliminate hunger in an environment where, unfortunately, and for the first time in decades, nearly more people go to bed hungry every night around the world today than they did 3 or 4 years ago. And today it's more than a billion people that suffer from chronic hunger. So we're working on that initiative. In the Global Health Initiative, which I just had the chance to talk about, we're really trying to focus on saving women's lives, especially during childbirth, saving children's lives. More than 8 million kids under 5 die every year. Most of that is unnecessary, and we think we can solve that problem. And in both cases, we're trying to work differently. We're really reinvesting in the development of country-owned plans. We're working in a way that's focused on building local country capacity, and we're trying to be smarter and more efficient about generating outcomes for American taxpayers at real scale. So it's very exciting. Both of these prioritize women and girls. Both of these will prioritize an evidence and results-based approach. Taken together, they represent a new way of doing foreign assistance for our government, and it's a very exciting commitment from this administration.
The G8 and G20 summits were held in Canada this past weekend. What was achieved vis-a-vis global health and development? As another forum for global cooperation, what do you hope to see come out of the MDG summit in New York in September?
Well, I'll just say all of these international summits and points of connection are very important to improve coordination and to recommit ourselves to a set of goals that are achievable goals for improving the human condition for some of the poorest people in the world. So in that context, we are very committed to these, and we want to see these be successful events for bringing together the donor community and the countries in which we work to really make new commitments, to talk about our accountabilities, to engage in a broader partnership, and to ask some tough questions about what's working, what isn't working, how can we use resources in a way that's driven by evidence so that we generate real results. And I think you saw that this week in maternal and child health, an area that has been dramatically underinvested in over the last decade, and an area where we know investments in maternal and child health and family planning will save lives and do it efficiently. We know how to do it. We're going to get it done. And we are committed, since the president, 4 months into office, launched the Global Health Initiative, which represented a big new commitment to this area. We're going to see it through.
How is the Obama administration seeking to engage the American people with respect to foreign aid? This is never easy, but particularly now in the midst of constrained budgets and global economic crises, how can global health be sold as a best buy?
Well, you know, I think we have to do a few things. First, we have to demonstrate that this is, in fact, in our own self-interest, that we are committed to a world that is free from unnecessary child death, that is where you don't have hundreds of millions of children going to bed every night hungry, because we know that we cannot have the kind of stability and shared prosperity we hope for on this planet if that is the case. I'd say a second thing is we have to show the American public how we're doing this work in a very evidence-based way that's focused on getting outcomes. I think the public does not have patience for wasting resources or using them inefficiently. And so there's an extra burden on us to be more efficient and effective in how we deploy these resources. That's why I've launched a major set of monitoring, evaluation, and transparency reforms that by the end of the year will have real impact in terms of making our work visible and showing people the unit costs that we pay in order to buy outcomes.
Thank you for listening. To view the entire Statesman's Forum with Dr. Rajiv Shah, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org.